37-year-old from New Jersey was carrying two gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters. He's being questioned by detectives, and it's unknown if the motive is connected to the recent fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Labor Department is reporting that 192,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the previous week and the fewest since September of 1969. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Rick Scott responded to criticism from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Florida Republican spoke out in support of a failed bill aimed at helping Puerto Rico recover from Hurricane Maria. Schumer ripped Scott in a tweet, and Scott responded on Fox News.
The first thing I did on the Senate floor, first time I even talked, was about $600 million of food nutrition money for Puerto Rico. Did he go do it? I look at Chuck Schumer and say, this is just about, oh, he hates Donald Trump. It's about he's mad that I did well with Puerto Ricans, and he wants to act like he cares. Well, think about it. When Maria hit, did he go to Puerto Rico and say, what do you need? No. I went there 8 times. Did he open up relief centers in New York? No. I opened up 2 in Florida to help them. Did he waive regulations so the kids get into schools, the parents get jobs? No. So this is just him saying he wants to care, so it hurts Republicans because we actually do care about Puerto Rico.
Over 2 dozen people are killed after a tour bus rolls on Portugal's Madeira Island near the city of Santa Cruz. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At least 29 people are dead. Another 28 are injured following a tour bus crash on Portugal's Madeira Island. The BBC's Alison Roberts says the bus was carrying German tourists.
The bus came off the road and is now lying on its side. And the local mayor said that people who were killed were projected from the bus.
Authorities say there were no children among the dead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
So the manhunt has now gone national. Former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden expected to attend the funeral today of Pittsburgh Steelers Chairman Dan Rooney. Rooney served for 3 years as ambassador to Ireland during the Obama presidency. The funeral mass is at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland, Pennsylvania. It's open to the public as space allows. Meanwhile, retirement appears to be going pretty well for former